Let's start this one in the stair tower. That's my favorite thing. Like, you've all seen it. The parent trying to keep his kids from running down the ramp in the stair tower. Can you beat it? Anyway, people were just chanting I-L-L-I-N-I throughout the stair tower, which hasn't happened in a long time. So I was hoping to pick it up. I start recording and they didn't. But let's just, you know, walk with me. There you go. How about that? On command. Thank you, sir, down there. He's got to come around the corner down there so I can see. Is that a Juice jersey? That's a Juice jersey. Thank you, sir, in the Juice jersey for your contributions to the echoes of the stair tower. I've walked down this thing so many times when it's dead quiet. I've walked down it before when it's going insane. And I'll take a nice little casual ILL. So, let's talk. I was freaking out. Were you freaking out? I was freaking out. Like, sleepwalk through the first half. Yards per play out of control. Like, that was the thing that got me about the first half. 6.2 yards per play for Rutgers. Like, and 4.3 for Illinois. How do you justify that? And honestly, I'm glad it's on film, and I'm glad it's keeping people humble and in check. If I'm a coach, I'd rather have a game like that. We're playing New York? Aren't they in New Jersey? Yeah, they're in New Jersey. Last time I checked. That's okay. So, here's the thing that's in my mind. Sorry, I gotta get down on the field. This here, gotta show the guy my tag. You didn't see it. I got my head on a swivel. I almost got taken out by a bass drum there. So. Here's my question. The turnovers are sustainable at this point, right? Like this is the football we were promised. The peanut punch. It's what they practice. We've gotten mad for years as they've gone for the strip instead of the tackle. But you make it impossible on the opponent if you force that many fumbles. Like, you choke out a team. You don't even need that many yards to win. Like, that was like, I don't know. We've seen it so many games in a row where the turnovers are the reason, and we keep getting turnovers, and we keep playing other opponents, and we keep winning the turnover battle. And I normally, with football, I'm like, oh, you know, well, it's not sustainable. We gotta stop the yards, and yes, we did that. But, like, through 9 games now, like, the turnovers, the fumbles forced, Stanley Green, Jake Hansen, Dale Harding forcing fumbles feels sustainable. Feels like we're going to get at least one a game. It's like a thing that's just going to consistently continue to happen. So that's encouraging. Like, I don't really know how to feel about that, because the way I view football, you know, well, obviously the turnover fairy has a lot to do with who recovers those fumbles. There's a great turnover fairy play for Rutgers on their one touchdown drive. You know, Green forces the fumble at the 50. There's like 5 Illini guys around and 1 Rutgers guy. And the ball just deadens right for the Rutgers guy. So, you know, could have been even more. of a blowout, but it just feels sustainable. It just feels like this is something we'll continue to do. I mean, famous last words, right? You're not always going to force fumbles. You're not always going to get pick sixes. You're not always going to grab fumbles out of the air like we keep doing and run them the other way. But if you can sustain that, and if you can continue to, I mean, I wrote about it after I watched the Nebraska game like 2 days later. Like, that was a violent game. Like, we hit hard. Now, we gave up 700 yards while hitting hard, and you're not going to win many games that way. But we deliver blows, and because of that, that's the brand of football we've gotten so far this year, and it's led to 5 wins. You know, how did we beat Wisconsin? We forced a fumble. We turned that into 7. We got a pick. We turned that into 3 ball game. How did we beat Purdue? We got a pick 6 from Tony Adams. We got a forced fumble from Harding that Stanley Green. We turned those into 14 points, and it wasn't a game. How did we come back? It's 10-10 at halftime. We forced fumble and score. We grab a fumble out of the air and score. We get a pick 6 and score. We throw a bomb after a fumble recovery and score, ball game. So if you keep seeing it, that's just what you do. So it's kind of, I don't have to process this because I don't normally, I mean, Rutgers is bad and, you know, we 20-point favorites at home and covered somehow. So, you know, obviously you got to take all that into account. But this whole turnover thing, I mean, even Michigan, how do we come back, cut it to 3 turnovers? When you keep doing it every game, it's no longer, well, we're getting lucky. It's, sure, you only recover 50% of the fumbles, but if you force 20 of them, you're going to have a pretty good season. And we're going to force, like, gosh, we forced 24 fumbles.
Attention all patrons. At this time, Memorial Stadium is now closed. We ask that you make your way
to the nearest exit. Well, I'm glad I didn't have to freak out. Oh, wait, I did freak out at halftime.
We ask that you make your way to the nearest exit.
So,
thank you.
Let's go, you know, look at this place right now. I'm going to take a picture and put it up with this post. Like, kind of pink clouds, crowd filing out. Another win, 5-4. I get used to this. Go on it.